put on a song like that, Abby. We could just roll with that all day. Inspired by the movie Chef, that song plays a future role in the film. We've got a chef with us here. Oscar Padilla, I want to begin by saying, if you know, we've got to, I think, respect and esteem the people that prepare our food. And so many Latinos are involved in the making of our food. There is research that says Latinos are about 22% of Colorado's population, and 38% of them are working in the food and beverage sectors. Now, how can we advance the development of these many creative minds and talents to move up and to create more opportunity in the making of food? Our guest on this part of Hispanic Heritage Month is Chef Oscar Padilla from Gacho Padilla. It's over in Arvada and on the Freedom Street social space. And I'm so happy to have you with us in the studio, Oscar.
Hello. Good morning, my friend.
Chef Oscar is active with Chef Richard Sandoval, the celebrity chef that's building a creator cohort program. Are you a chef? Are you an aspiring chef or food creator? Chef Sandoval's got this program called OldWaysNewHands.com. And we're going to tell you about that in a minute. But I want to meet Chef Oscar, who started cooking at what age?
I'm going to start to cook around like 15, 16 years old.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Long time ago.
family recipes and your...
Yes. I'm a food lover, you know? I'm a foodie. And all the time, I remember going to the kitchen and watching my grandma, my mom, my aunts, you know, cooking something. And I'm all the time I'd be interested to learn from new ingredients, from new food.
Okay.
And that's when I start my not my career, but my passion for the culinary industry.
You were cooking in Mexico City when you met Richard Sandoval.
Yes, the first time I've been working for an amazing institution in downtown Mexico.
Okay.
In the Zocalo. And in some point I have the opportunity to work with Richard. And he's bring me the opportunity to work with him in New York for his superstar restaurant Maya.
Okay.
And that is amazing.
All right, now what did you like, you served him a salad and he was like, "Hey, where's this guy coming from? How did you get his attention?"
Cooking for him, and having this opportunity, he's discovered on me this passion for the Latin American food. And in specific for my charisma and for my humility, you know, trying to use the best ingredients and put that passion and the tradition that I have behind me from my culture to the table. That is something that he's be a lot of passion on me and bring me the opportunity to be on board on his boat.
You talked about ingredients and quality. So you just don't throw anything in there. It's like, no, this one.
Exactly.
You have to be a little. And I think when Chef Sandoval sees that kind of passion, that's kind of what we're looking for in these chefs that we're inviting to this program.
Yeah, I really feel and I understand that my culture is a lot of love in several ways, you know, and I really love to share with everybody that behind the Latin American culture, we have a lot of traditions and histories. That is something that I want to share with everybody. And Richard noticed that for me because he's working in the same way.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Be like Richard or see Richard with more than 60 years around the globe.
Yeah.
And sharing this passion and love for the Latin American culture is a big inspiration for me, like a chef.
It's amazing. I grew up in Detroit, didn't know much about Latin food or Mexican food until I got to Colorado.
Mm.
But now they're eating this Latin food all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Dubai and of course, you know, all over the world. It's amazing.
Exactly. And that is another of the points, you know, because you have the opportunity to mix and share with people from another countries and cultures, your history, your ingredients, but then you mix and match with their cultures and ingredients.
Our guest is Chef Oscar Padilla from Guacho Padilla. It's at the Freedom Street Social on Candelas Parkway in Arvada. He's been working with Chef Richard Sandoval for a decade. And Chef Sandoval's got this program called the Hispanic Chef Creator Cohort Program. If you're a chef, if you're an aspiring chef, if you want to take the next step, go to the website oldwaysnewhands.com. Sounds like a pretty good opportunity. This is something that you kind of experienced and lived through 10 years ago. And now Chef Richard is offering it to, it's kind of an open competition.
Exactly. If you are a creator, you are a new chef, you know, somebody that tried to do something new in this culinary industry, Chef Richard brings you the opportunity to apply in his website and be participate to this amazing program, you know, that brings you the opportunity to learn and be taught by him one by one. That is awesome.
Wow, one-on-one with Chef Richard Sandoval. That sounds pretty cool. The website, oldwaysnewhands.com. Okay, Abby, you've been looking at Chef Padilla's, Chef Oscar Padilla's pictures.
Yeah, your website is awesome. I was drawn to these non-conventional catering events that you have. I see like a fire pit with a roasted pig. Tell me more about that. It looks amazing.
I love wood fire. No, I'm a wood fire chef, and everything involved around culinary, Latin American culture with wood fire is my passion. Mm. No, Gaucho Parrilla, for example, is an influenced Argentinian wood fire grill restaurant, but we have a lot of combinations of Latin American cuisines from South America or Mexico, for example. Mm-hmm. We have ingredients from Colombia, Costa Rica, Venezuela, Peru.
Okay.
And we combine everything in this amazing Argentinian wood fire grill.
Mm. I also see like a big table too with everybody eating together, that community vibe from tasting these meals.
That is one of the styles, like family style. No,
yeah.
Not everybody receives a single dish. We put everything in middle to the table and you are sharing with everybody.
Yes, you feel like
home, you know?
Yes,
that is awesome.
That's what it's like. Mm. That's what it's like. Chef Oscar Padilla, the program is called oldwaysnewhands.com. When do you learn to say, yes, chef, no, chef? When do you learn that?
Oh,
the first day
earlier. Yes, exactly. Yeah, I remember. I have like a 15, almost 16 years old when I put my first step in a kitchen, and somebody told me that's not right. I don't have any answer, and somebody told me say yes, chef. And it's after 20 years, you know. Right now, for example, I'm the chef of my restaurant,
yes.
But my wife is working with me. She's big part of this project, you know, my right hand, and I love work with her. And when she's noticed something wrong in the dishes or something, she's told me, hey, that is not right. And he's, yes, boss.
Yes, you know? Yes, chef. Chef Norma here with Chef Oscar. There with Gacho Parrilla at Freedom Street Social, and you can find it at freedomstreetsocial.com. We could spend all day with this guy, I know.
Oh, absolutely. It's been fun.
The opportunity is at oldwaysnewhands.com. You could be one of 10 interns with hands-on training from Chef Richard Sandoval. Our guest, Oscar Padilla, experienced that and wants you to check it out and get involved at oldwaysnewhands.com. Thank you for a few minutes this morning.
No, thank you so much for the invitation, and it's a pleasure.
Thank you.
See, now I'm hungry.
Yes.
Sueños Latin Jazz from Azul Oscuro, Eleanor Rigby on KUVO.